From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraq launches an offensive to retake the provincial capital, Ramadi. Baghdad says Iraqi troops have retaken parts of the city from Islamic State fighters that seized the city earlier this year. The retaking of the Al-Tamim neighborhood is a major success for pro-Baghdad forces, which have been battling Islamic State extremists in the area for months. Rick Brennan is a RAND Corporation regional analyst.
It took them about 6 months in order to build the forces and develop a plan to go in. But right now, the Iraqi forces have essentially surrounded Ramadi. U.S. and coalition airstrikes have been hitting key targets, and they're making good progress on recapturing portions of Ramadi. The big fight has yet to come, which is the city center.
IS fighters in May seized Ramadi, capital of Anbar province, in what was considered one of the biggest setbacks for Baghdad this year. Protests erupted in Central African Republic's capital, Bangui, over news former President Francois Bozizé has been barred from running in this month's elections. Meanwhile, the head of the UN Regional Office for Central Africa, Abdoulaye Bathily, warned the Security Council violence in the region has triggered a humanitarian and security crisis. He pointed to Boko Haram as among the culprits.
This terrorist group stepped up its attacks against civilian and military targets in the Lake Chad Basin area, notably in Cameroon and Chad, leading to a further deterioration in the security, economic, humanitarian and human rights situation.
He called for a summit of Central and West African leaders to address the root causes of terrorism and radicalization. French officials say four of its soldiers are being questioned in connection with allegations of child rape in Central African Republic.